is the Tom Likas Show.
I'm not Barack Obama.
Hey, young, glad to hear that.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at Tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. You and me. And another edition of WAP, Wide Open Phones on the Tom Likas Show. Anything goes, anything at all on WAP. And by the way, I should tell you that the phones have been smoking today. Thank you, everybody, for helping to feed the content kitty. And this hour, we do have a couple of openings on the board, so I want you to call in about anything we've discussed this week. It could be anything that we already talked about, anything you think we should have discussed. You can call up, yell, scream, complain, jump up and down. It's all fair game as long as you're absolutely fascinating. If you're not, we kick your ass the hell off the telephone. It couldn't be simpler. So all you need to do is call us at this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM, that's the number. We go until you stop calling. So when the calls stop coming in, that's it. 901-3000-866. Here's Zach in Leesburg, Virginia. Zach, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
How's it going, Tommy?
It's going great. Zachy, what can I do for you?
Nothing. You and Zabransky got into the Booker Rye yet?
Did we get into which now?
The Booker's Rye?
No. You know what? We haven't. It's probably about time we got started. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, look, that's the good stuff. So we save it for when we're celebrating. We save it for when we've all Ubered to work. That's when we get into that. But it is right here by my side.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because me and Julie got it for you, and we know you guys are a fan of rye.
We're fans of rye, and but we're fans of Booker, so we're huge fans.
All right. My quick question. Me and Julie found a townhome slash condo. It's condo constructed as a townhome.
But yeah, there are condos that are townhomes, yes.
We bought it pre-constructed, so before it was either built, before foundation, anything, for $389.
Yes.
What do you think of us buying that? That's a bad investment, good investment?
Well, I don't think, except in rare circumstances, your own home is never a great investment. Your own home. Your own home is an investment in yourself. And so my recommendation to people buying their own home is that you buy a home when you know you're going to live there forever.
Like you're going to die, like you said.
You don't buy a home and say, all right, well, this one I'll own for 2 or 3 years, and then I'll trade up to another home. Or you are better off financially and every other way putting that money away towards the biggest down payment you can pay. By the way, if you can't afford a 20% down payment, don't even think about it, because you have to pay mortgage insurance, which is called PMI, and you don't want to pay that.
Yeah, so what do you think? That's a bad call or good call?
Look, I own two houses. Houses are good investments if you're not planning on moving in and moving out. And you know, you're not going to say one day suddenly, I'd like to live in, Florida, or I'd like to live in Canada, or whatever. When you buy a house, you're putting down roots. That means you're going to stay there.
So when you bought your first house, was that in Los Angeles or?
It was in Phoenix. That's where I bought my first house. It was $72,000 in 1985, and at that time. I didn't know the things that I know today. When I bought that house, I lived in it 3 years, and I was stuck owning it for 13 years because the value had dropped, and I couldn't even get close to breaking even on it.
Oh, all right.
So ultimately, 10 years after I moved out in 1988, I finally was able to break even. And during that time, I had to become a landlord, something I did not want to do. It was no fun. It was a waste of my time.
You take all the risk.
That's right. And Phoenix is 500 miles from Los Angeles. So when I wanted to check on my house, I had to go to Phoenix. And I was going to Phoenix all the time just to check on my house. That was a very bad business. And I learned a tough lesson from that.
What will you do if I say the name of the location? Will you check it out, or you're too busy?
Well, I can't do it while I'm sitting here, but you know, at some point I could check it out. You could email it to me. But what area are we talking about?
It's in Ashburn.
Do you plan to live? This is you really have to think about this. Do you plan to live in a house forever?
Yeah.
You do. So
yeah.
You don't sound so sure.
What do you mean?
What happens if Donald Trump becomes the president and you want to move to Canada? Will you? What will you do then?
Why would I move to Canada if he became president?
Well, some people would. Some people don't want to be here if Donald Trump becomes the president.
Would you move?
No, I would not move because I know in the end the president doesn't have all the power people think he does. And so, therefore, it would be embarrassing to have him as a president and maybe even dangerous. But I think wherever I move, the same danger would exist.
All right. I'm not trying to piss you off because I know you're from New York, but what's the truth about his family and his real estate business? Was his old man a good businessman, or was he a crummy businessman?
Well, I don't know if he's a crummy businessman. My opinion about it is that he was a crummy person. And not only that, but he gave Donald Trump the money he needed to start his company.
Yeah, $1 million loan.
Yeah, it's our fault. Put it this way, it's his fault that we have to deal with Donald Trump today.
But was his father a good businessman or a corrupt person?
Well, you see, again, you're asking two completely different and not opposite questions.
Yeah, but
a lot of good businessmen have also been corrupt.
Yeah, but he keeps saying that his father was a good businessman. So would you say they're good at business? Or?
Well, his father was not involved in making cologne and steaks and bottled water. You know, his father was a real estate developer. That's what he did. And in New York, he was one of the most well-known when I was a child.
What's your opinion of Donald Trump as a businessman and also as a person?
My opinion of Donald Trump is that as a businessman, he has exaggerated how much money he has. My opinion is that because he won't show his tax returns.
Uh-oh. But I thought that he won't show it because he's being audited.
The IRS has said even if you're being audited, you can show your tax return. Also, he has a bunch of previous years that for which he's not being audited, and he still won't show them.
And what do you think of him as a person?
My opinion of Donald Trump is that I think he is the lowest form of scum that's ever been created, ever. Just the worst. You know, certainly in our lifetime, because Hitler was a low-down piece of shit, too, but he's been dead for some time, you know, 71 years. So Donald Trump now has ascended to that mantle of being a piece of shit.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you, Professor. Have a nice weekend.
All right, Zach, you too. Thanks for the call. There's Zach checking in. 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. It, of course, is WAP, Wide Open Phones, and we only stay as long as you are calling in. So once the calls run out, we run out. So if you want us to stay, now you call. 901-3000, Tom, is the number on Wide Open Phones. 901-3000-866.
Free at TomEverywhere.com. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000, Tom. This is... is the Tom Likas Show.
You know I've been preaching for years about following your dreams and achieving success. The last thing you need is to get held back by a legal problem. Criminal, domestic violence, traffic violations, DUI, whatever. Don't use the public defender. Instead, call the law offices of Adam Sachs now for a free consultation at 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself, mount a real defense, and get the charges dismissed, or at least reduced. Use an experienced criminal law attorney that you can trust, who has long supported our show. Adam has been in practice for 20 years. He never gives up, never runs from a fight. He knows the ins and outs of the courts, police procedures, and how to get things fixed. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Already been convicted? Adam can have your record wiped clean, and you can start over with a fresh slate. Cases are done on a flat rate basis, not hourly. And he has affordable monthly payment plans. He even takes credit cards. Don't just plead guilty. Call this number, 800-340-7320. The law offices of Adam Sachs, 800-340-7320. It's time to man up.
New normal rock, newer, faster, harder rock, commercial-free 24-7. With new rock from Godsmack, Buck Cherry, and more. Find us at newnormalrock.com and apps like TuneIn. New normal rock.
More great news from Devin Bronson and the boys at BN Audio. For a limited time, they're offering the Black Box to our listeners for the lowest price anywhere. Promo code TOM now gets you $100 off the Black Box. You're not going to find this price anywhere else. The Black Box is perfect for camping, parties, backyard barbecues, hanging at the pool, you name it. We're talking the best-in-class 50-watt sound system with crystal-clear sound, even when it's fully cranked. The Black Box is constructed of wood and metal, so it looks badass, sounds awesome, and is virtually indestructible. Get the Black Box Bluetooth bundle for wireless connection, or if you really want to piss off the neighbors, get the Black Stack. 100 watts of massive stadium sound in two factory-matched Black Boxes at a huge savings. Just use promo code TOM and you get $100 off. This is the lowest price anywhere. Plus, they'll throw in free shipping. By the way, if you have questions, there are no call centers or forms online. You call the cell phone number listed right on their site and talk to them directly. Just go to bnaudio.com and use the promo code TOM. It's the new, limited time, Likas only price on the Black Box. That's bnaudio.com and use the promo code TOM. You are gonna love the Black Box. The Tom Likas Show, 5 days remain to get your pedal to the metal, boys. 5 days, that's it. This wine is so delicious. I've drunk more of it, I think, than anybody. And it is so good. So many of you. In fact, 345 different people have ordered anywhere from 1 to 36 bottles. If you want to know the numbers, because I'm the numbers freak, as you know. Between 1 and 36 bottles have been ordered by 345 of our fans, listeners, supporters, and what have you. And August 31st, that's it. I'm pulling it off the market. I'm not selling any more. There will be no extensions. There will not be any surprises. This will be the last chance to buy Pedal in the Metal from us. Pedal to the Metal. It's available right now. All you have to do is go to tom.wine. That's the website. Tom.wine, as in www.tom.wine. Go for it. Pedal to the metal. Let's go. All right. We continue when we're out of phone calls. I'm going home. 901-3000. Tom is our number. 901-3000-866. Chuck in Powell Butte, Oregon. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
How you doing?
Actually, I'm good. I'm Alex adjacent at the moment. I'm in Millbrae, California.
Oh, my. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah, just in town for business and was going to drive down tomorrow and go ahead to the Dodger game. Looking forward to seeing everybody.
Beautiful.
Was thinking of going through Paso and stopping in just one winery. If I was going to hit one winery, where would you recommend?
Would you like to see the most beautiful winery I've seen in the United States?
Sure.
Okay. It's called Daou, D-A-O-U.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with that.
Now, it's not only beautiful, the Cabernets and the other red wines from Daou are fantastic.
All
just
right.
Fantastic. Yeah. But it's, I'm telling you, if you like California Mission-style architecture, this mm-hmm. is second to none. It's the absolute best. It's not right out, you know, it's not downtown or anything. You're going to have to drive outside downtown Paso Robles and get there, but it is worth it. You will love it. And your money back if you're not completely satisfied. It's that good.
All right. I noted, and I'll give you a report when I see you on Sunday. So real reason I called in the News for Guys, they talked about that. They named several companies and said that they're going to do equal pay. And I actually worked for one of those named companies, and I was a manager, so I knew what people were getting paid. And the reality is that, you know, I think both genders are equally paid. I everywhere I've worked, I have never seen the gender gap that, you know, people complain about. You know, as we all know, it's a statistical thing. It's not a real thing. If you're doing equal work, you're getting equal pay.
I always believe that's true. I really do believe, and the point has been made many times, that if we did not have equal pay, if women were paid less, companies are always looking to cut expenses. Why
exactly.
don't companies just hire nothing but women?
Exactly. And in this company that I worked for, I was probably the only manager in my whole division, which, you know, spanned the globe. But I was the only one that actually had women working for me, and I directly hired two of them. And because they were the best candidates for the positions that we had. And I remember looking at the pay scales, which I didn't determine. That was all done by HR. And the women in my group made more than the men. So, you know, if there was any pay gap, it was, you know, going the wrong way, so to speak.
Right.
Or the right way, if you're looking at it from their perspective.
And we've read some numbers on this. In certain cities like New York, women are paid more than men.
Mm-hmm.
In this effort to make things equal, women are actually getting paid more. And
yes.
And you know what? I think people who stay at home with their kids or come in when they feel like it, arrive late, leave early, pick their kids up at soccer practice and stuff like that, you know, I don't think they should get paid as much as people who come in every day, 9 to 5, work hard. I don't want other people's work being put on my desk and then for them to get paid as much as I do or more. It's outrageous.
Exactly. Exactly. So, in the spirit of the News for Guys, take me out Steve Irwin style, and I'll see you Sunday.
All right, Steve Irwin style. Here you go.
One bite from him, and it's all over. Yo! Oh, crikey.
901-3000 Tom, that's our number. And we are here until we run out of your calls. That's the end right then. 901-3000-866. Lewis in Hollywood. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's the number of trannies up to now?
It's the same. I got a new one tonight, later.
Oh, tonight. So you'll go to, what, 5,676 tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Check this out, Tom.
Yep.
If Martin Luther King was still living, would you ever change some of your views of being an atheist?
No.
Okay. What views would you would have followed if you were to follow Martin Luther King? Because you looked up to him as a higher standard.
And for what he accomplished, you know, I don't necessarily look up to people because they are ministers. And in the case of Dr. Martin Luther King, he was another minister, and I don't care what color ministers are. He's another minister who says one thing, but behind the scenes, he's a womanizer, and he was nailing chicks on the side. And You know, again, that's hypocritical, but it's not the important thing about Martin Luther King. What's important is what he accomplished with a movement, with protests, with peaceful protest, nonviolent protest. Dr. Martin Luther King is a revolutionary, somebody I look up to for that. But I don't look up to people who use the term reverend or doctor, and then they're busy fucking everybody else in town while they're lecturing to us about what is moral and immoral. That I don't.
All right.
But that doesn't. That, Martin Luther King to me is iconic. He is in my lifetime, I think, one of the most important public figures of our time. But I don't want to get into the religious element because that's
right.
That's nothing I admire.
I got another quick question. Have you ever had? Have you ever been on the Wolfman Jack show before? Or have you ever communicated with Wolfman Jack before?
Well, first of all, Wolfman Jack died about 20 years ago, so I never got to meet him. I know people who've worked with him. I know people who have Wolfman stories, but Wolfman and I were never in the same part of the country at the same time. So
what about the Nasty Man?
The Nasty Man I worked with. Do you know that?
He'd be on his show, but I never heard him mention your name, but I thought he was taking stuff from you.
Well, the Nasty Man, when he was in L.A., he used to follow me on 97.1. So I knew the Nasty Man, who's I know his real name. I've been at parties with him. I spent time with him. A lovely guy. I really like him a lot.
Okay. Now, I want to give 2 points to the guy.
Yeah.
All the guys whose wife not fucking them, get out and go get some pussy somewhere else. And then all the guys who are looking for hot women, go to Coinga tonight to the tomorrow night to the Brazilian club and find some pussy.
You are really into that club on Coinga in Hollywood.
Oh, man. It's a bad, like, I love Latino women.
Yeah.
And I love women outside of Black American, African American women. I really do love women, Latin women, and other cultures of women. I can't stand Black African American, Afro American bitches. They get on my fucking nerve. Now, even my goddamn mom. I can't stand that bitch.
Lewis, did you ever see that video we put on our website? It was black guys who are going to Brazil to meet chicks. Did you see that?
I hear about it. I hear you about it. I hear you when you talk about it.
I mean, that sounds like a perfect vacation for you.
Oh, my God. I've been to Peru twice, and then I went to Colombia, and I've been to somewhere else. But, Tijuana, one of the goddamn girls down there. And oh, my God. I just don't want to get caught trying to fuck one of those bitches and get in jail, be in jail.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that. You definitely don't want that. But you got to see. If you look at my website, you'll see it. These are all African-Americans who got tired of these mouthy bitches in the United States, and they went to Brazil, and they were treated like kings. Kings!
I got something important for you, Tom. Tom?
Yeah.
I've been trying to call in, and I've been trying to get this on your website.
Here we are.
That damn Maury Pope show?
Yep.
I see where they have the cue cards over in the corner. But I got something for you. You got to watch it on Channel 5, 2 o'clock in the morning. They call Perita Court. Well, these bitches get these goddamn guys and get pregnant by them, and they be fucking other guys, man. And they don't know who the fuck the fathers are. If you can catch it Sunday through Thursday night, night on Channel 5 at 2 o'clock, it will bring you a good topic for the show.
I will put it on my DVR. I'm going to record that show. Put it on my DVR.
Oh, these black bitches and white bitches are something else, Tom. These bitches off the hook. These bitches be telling these guys that I fucked somebody else, and then they don't even know who the baby are. They don't be knowing who the fuck the baby are. And Tom, you got to catch it. It's Parental Court, Sunday through Thursday night on Channel 5 at 2 o'clock.
All right.
God damn it, you're going to have some good topics on that, watching that shit. If you can, I got the Tommy Sotomayor telephone number. who do I need to give it to so you can get him on the show?
I tell you what, I will put you on with Dean. He will take the information from you, and I'm looking forward to it, Lewis. Thank you.
5,675.
But going up tonight to 5,676. 901-3000, Tom. Frank in Oxnard, you're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, what's up, man?
Not much.
I fucked up, man. I straight fucked up. I don't know where to start.
All right, tell us.
I got some girl pregnant.
Now haven't we warned you about that?
Yeah, plenty of times, man. Plenty of times.
And were you using a condom? Let me guess. No.
I was, and then no.
Well, then that's no.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. No.
Using it early in the evening and then not using one later is like not using one at all. Got it?
Yeah, you're right.
Right. So did she talk you into that, or you just did it on your own?
The condom had ripped, so I just went with it.
Why didn't you just get out and put another condom on? You didn't have any other condoms?
Not anymore.
Why not?
I didn't stack up on them.
That
was just going to be a.
But you realize that now you're going to be paying for this for the next 18 to 25 years. Do you know that?
Yeah, I realize that.
Yeah, so buying a box of 100 condoms wouldn't have been a bad investment, would it?
That's the thing. I never ordered anything off of Condom Jungle, man.
Well,
I just used to always just get the little 3-packs, use them on the chick here and there.
Why, to save money? Did you do that to save money?
Save money and get more beers, if anything.
Yeah, but then what happens later on?
What's happening now?
Child support is going to cost you a lot more than a box of condoms.
You're right.
Right. So what happens next year? How did she tell you the news?
Well, there's a thing. Before I was listening to all the rules and being strict with them, with this chick, I fucking broke everything, every rule, man. I would let her in my house. She knows where I work. Her mom lives like 2 blocks from my house. And then when she moved to her own house, she lived 3 blocks. She moved 3 blocks down opposite ways of my house. And to top it off, she works, like not even a mile away from me. So, we would always be seeing each other on breaks and everything, something I never did before. And we were just fucking clingy, attached or whatever. I didn't even notice anything. One time we were hanging out right here at my house, and we started arguing, being too drunk. And she was walking out of my house. And then surprised me, before she closed the door, she opened it back in on her way out. And she goes, oh, and by the way, I'm pregnant. And I was like, what the fuck? So I followed her back to her car, and I thought she was lying, you know, to make things worse, an argument or whatever, get a reaction out of me. And she told me that she was. And I was like, what the heck? No, you're not. You're drinking with me. You're faded right now. And yeah, I guess she stuck with it, man. At times we wouldn't be talking. And the thing is that I wasn't talking actively to any other chick. I wasn't even reaching out to no other girl. So
'cause you were in love. Yeah.
Shit.
How does love feel now, buddy?
Fucking that shit was this. It has me shook, man.
And yeah, but you did it to yourself. Why are you shocked about this?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
you did right. That. Right?
I did. Yeah, I did. I did. I'm not going to lie. I can't lie about it.
All right. So my guess is deep down you didn't mind knocking her up.
I didn't mind nutting. I didn't. That shit feels good all the time.
Yeah,
but
well,
Now I have regrets of even doing that to get her to have her pregnant.
Right. So have you spoken to her since she slammed the door on you that time?
Yeah, we hung out more times,
And
we still stay drinking. And
so she's pregnant and drinking. She's going to have a little retard, and you're going to be paying. it's going to need special education, and it could have brain damage, and you're going to be paying for that for years. Why are you hanging out with her? Do you realize your only hope of her having an abortion is that you tell her, if you're having a baby, I'm out.
That's what I did. I did. I told her,
well,
you're not having
me. But you kept hanging out with her.
I did. Yeah. That's right. Fucked up. First thing she told me is, I'm pregnant. But I talked her back into my house, like, let's talk about this. I talked her into having an abortion. And she said, yeah. She said she would agree to it or whatever. And then she stopped talking to me for like 2 weeks. And in that time, or 3 weeks, never mind. In that time, she left and she came back telling me if she's going to keep it or not. She wouldn't let me know. So now she came back and I haven't really seen her, but I showed up to her first image today. It wasn't even an ultrasound. I didn't want to believe that she was pregnant until now that I seen that little fucking peanut move around.
Yep. So why are you probably still hanging out with her?
No, I even took 2 hours off of work. I went back to work.
And now?
She's planning on keeping it.
Yep. And you're going to get fucked. You thought you got fucked before.
They didn't tell her how far along she was.
What do you mean? Who didn't tell her?
Well, because it was just the image, the doctor, right?
I don't know. I wasn't there. What happened?
I'm telling you. It was just the image, and the doctor didn't, like, bring up how far along she was. They said that she has another appointment next week.
Right. Now, you do know that she might have fucked somebody else, and it might not be yours. I don't doubt that. You do not sign any birth certificates.
You do not pay her anything.
You pay her once you have a proof?
Yeah. So, look, today I took a business card from the doctor, and I'm going to request to speak with them private to see if there's any way to get a DNA before there is a child alive, to see if there's any way to get a DNA out of her womb.
Well, he may or may not respond to that. You can certainly try it, but she is the patient, not you. And the doctor will probably tell you he can't talk about this without her present.
Fuck.
Now, I've been warning you about this stuff for years. And I know you've been listening because we've spoken before.
Yeah. And I fucked up, man. Fuck. I don't know who to run to. I talked to two friends and one P1. And all of them told me, you need to call Lycus, dude.
Right?
You're going to get crucified, but
What you're going to have to pay is not going to change whether you talk to her or not. So first things first. Well, here's what I tell everybody who calls me about this. Stop fucking talking to her. Stop hanging out with her. Stop fucking her.
All right, but she's going to have this supposed kid of mine, right? So
well, do you care?
How do I go about? Yeah, if it's mine, because, I mean, come on, I'm going to be paying this shit.
But I'm asking you a question. Do you want to have a baby?
I never planned on having one.
That's not what I asked you. That's not what
I
asked
you. I don't want to have a kid.
You don't want to, but you're going to. So now, do you care? What if you never saw the kid? Would that be okay with you?
I would care, yeah, if I get to see the kid or not. If it's mine, of course I'm going to have to care.
You know, you don't have to care. I wouldn't care. You know what? I've told women repeatedly that I have no interest in having babies.
And
if they get pregnant, I tell them that kid will never meet me, know me. I will have no responsibility except what the court orders me to do, and that will be it.
I heard chicks I've known
who said, oh, my period's late or whatever. Guess what? I tell them, you're having an abortion, okay? If you don't have an abortion, obviously that's your right, but it's my right to have nothing to do with that kid, and I will be nowhere to be found, nowhere. The minute you tell them that you care, or the minute you tell them, well, obviously I'm going to see my kid, the minute you start saying that, there's not a prayer that they'll have an abortion. There is a chance if you tell them, just be aware, even though I'll do whatever the court says, I will never see that child, not ever. That's your one chance of getting her to have an abortion.
Well, my first reaction to it was, let's get an abortion.
No.
And it didn't work.
But you don't understand. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? The minute you say to me, like you just said to me, well, dude, I have to care because it's my kid, right? No, you don't have to care. You don't have to be involved. And if you tell her that, that's your best shot at pulling off a Hail Mary or getting her to have an abortion.
I tried a Hail Mary, but that didn't fucking work.
Well, then, but the point, here's why it doesn't work. Because you keep fucking hanging out with her.
Well, I haven't seen her now in about 2 weeks.
That's nothing.
She's on the
Crate and Barrel website setting up a registry for herself. She's at the Babies R Us website, and she's preparing, and she's telling all her friends and family how great this is going to be, and she's got people believing, including herself, that you're going to live with it. You're going to, kowtow to her. You just told me you're going to do it, because you said, well, I have to care, right? I have to care.
If it's mine, yeah.
No, you don't.
It's really been messing with my head, Tom.
Well, why
I've been wanting to call. I just didn't want to get crucified.
Well, what do you want me to say? Congratulations?
Hell no. I know you don't mean it. I know I shouldn't be having this kind of conversation, to be honest. Because we've had way better conversations than this.
Yeah, well. But I have warned you and warned you and warned you. And you not only knocked her up, but you continue to see her. Oh, I haven't seen her in 2 weeks. Big deal. Tell me you're never going to see her again right now.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go to the next appointment, yeah.
Why are you going to appointments?
To try to see if I can get a DNA.
It makes her think that you are behind this.
So either way, you think she's going to have the kid?
Yes. Your only prayer of that not happening is not talking to her and telling her the kid will never, ever meet you, ever. Well?
Well, I'm not going to see her then.
No. Or talk to her. But before you do, you tell her this one thing. Tell her it's not an accident. You're not forgetting to call her. Okay? You are done. She had a kid. You don't want to have a kid. That's it. So, the court will let you know how much you owe, and you will pay it. And that's it.
Even if I don't sign the birth certificate, since I'm not going to be around?
Well, you put it this way. You're not going to pay until you see a DNA test. What do you think about that?
The fucking money.
Well, yeah, you love nutting inside her. You told me. So there you go. You know how much the cost is of nutting inside her?
$250,000.
That's $400,000+. 216 monthly payments or more. It's what it is. How many? You have a car? You have a car loan?
Nope.
You want a car?
Nope.
Really? So you're like a deadbeat? You're broke?
I hold down the rent right here at the house. I lost my truck. I don't have shit.
You lost it to for non-payment?
I had a DUI and I drove it suspended.
Son, let me ask you a question. Doesn't it seem like your life is spiraling out of control? Doesn't it?
It's kind of more stable now than it was before, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not, because you're having a baby!
Shit.
You're having a baby. You are having a baby. Little Frank Jr. What do you think about that?
I don't like the idea.
You like it?
I don't like it.
Yeah, well, that's what's happening. So now you have to take action. And among the action you have to take, you have to tell her, thanks for telling me, but I'm not getting involved. So... let me know when you've got a DNA test. Let me know how much I owe. I'll pay, but I that's it. I don't want to hear from you. We're not going to be talking. We're not going to be hanging out ever, ever, ever. And the kid will never, ever know me because I have no interest in that.
Tom, what's the most they can take out of any check while you're working?
Well, I'm not an attorney, but it's in the vicinity of 25% or more.
Fuck.
Time to ask that was before you nutted inside her.
Yeah, I've been asking some people around how much they pay for their fucking kids, and they say $700 a month.
There you go. That would be $8,400 a year. Great. How will you ever pay for the legal defense for your next DUI if you don't have that money?
Shit. What DUI? I don't even drive.
Well, you said you already said you drove with a suspended license.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you'll do that again too. What do you think about that?
A lot. I've been thinking a lot, man. The last few weeks, man, it's been really fucking beating me up.
Well, you're letting your life spiral out of control. And do you have a job?
I do.
What do you do?
I work in the GPS system.
What do you
coordinates.
Do? You set coordinates.
Test.
You do that
upload.
Do you do that from home?
No. I do this at my job placement.
How do you get there?
My carpool.
Who lets you into a carpool if you can't also share the burden of driving people? How do they let you into a carpool?
I get a ride, man.
You get rides.
Yeah.
So, let's review. You had a car, and now, it impounded? Where is the car now?
Gone. It got sold.
It got sold, or you sold it?
It got sold. I was in jail, and it got sold.
Okay. Then you borrowed somebody else's car and drove again with a suspended license. Is that right?
No.
How were you driving on a suspended license?
I was driving my own truck.
You were driving.
It got impounded. I pulled it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to jail for a warrant for the same DUI because I wasn't paying anything. So while I was in there, my brother had to sell it.
Really? Are you proud of that?
No. I didn't want to say that. You figured
your life was such shit. You said, how can we make this worse?
I'm having a baby, like you say.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, man. You know how bad reality's been, like, striking me recently now? It's just all that just fucking keeps hitting me, dude.
No, it doesn't hit you. You do this stuff. Do you understand?
Well, yeah, I mean, but it just
it's not happening to
yourself.
You know? This stuff is happening because you're making it happen. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know, it's like the difference between English and Spanish, you know. And in America, in English, we say, I missed the bus. And in Spanish, you say, the bus left me. Like, it's not your fault. This is a cultural issue. Do you understand? Things
yeah.
don't happen to you. You make them happen. The bus doesn't leave you. You miss the bus. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. You did this to yourself. And now you're going to keep doing it to yourself. Even though you knocked the chick up, you're still talking to her, you're still hanging out with her, probably still fucking her.
I haven't done so recently. So.
Right, in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So you fucked her after you knocked her up?
Yeah.
Right?
I did, yep.
Huh? What were you trying to accomplish there? Trying to make her feel like she's with her future husband?
Oh, nah.
What do you? How do you think she takes that?
I don't know.
Oh, I can feel it kicking. Oh, Frank, touch my belly, Frank. Feel our baby kicking. That's how she's thinking right now. You think that's funny?
I'm laughing because, you know what, when I used to hear you chew people up that called in regards to stuff like this and they would stay quiet, I would laugh at that like, oh, he has nothing to say.
Right.
And now it's me.
Now look who has nothing to say.
Yep. I'm, fuck.
Right?
I mean, I can only be honest, Tom, like, I know I fucked up. That's why I just like, dude, I've been mean. I've been thinking about calling you. It's just I didn't want to hear it. And you know what? Here I am. Here
you
we are.
You need to hear it.
Yeah.
Because you haven't been paying attention.
I haven't.
Right. So what do you think about all that?
I guess just do what I have to do and keep on going.
Hang on a sec, Frank. But we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we have a bunch of people who have something to say to you. And I can't guarantee you're going to like any of it, but we're going to put them on with you. We're going to see what happens here on WAP, Wide Open Phones, on the Tom Likas Show. 901-3000-TOM, that's our telephone number. 901-3000, Tom. Well, our friend Frank in Oxnard knocked a girl up. She's 2 months pregnant. When you think about that. 901-3000-866.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000-TOM.
This is the Tom Likas Show.
Time to talk insurance. Coslow Insurance, COSTLO. You know, Jeremy Rubin and his family have owned and operated Coslow since 1965. That's 50 years. And they're all about getting you the right protection at the best price. And you know I'm not just saying that. It's been my own personal experience. I've got three cars and a home insured with Costlo, and I couldn't be more thrilled. And let me tell you about their fantastic customer service. Like when that nut cut me off and ripped the bumper off my Tesla. Within minutes, I had Jeremy himself on the phone. He took care of everything, and he couldn't have made it easier. Now, you just don't get that kind of personal touch with some huge insurance company. And plenty of listeners have called to tell us how happy they are that they've made the switch, too. You know, there's a reason Costco's been in business for 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote at 818-707-7711 or visit CostloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711 or visit CostloInsurance.com today. Costlo, C-O-S-T-L-O.
Hey, bitches, this is Manju. If you missed the Gary and Dino show, you missed this.
So here we go. It's another Dino hot sauce challenge. It's called Satan's Blood. This is an amount that is not normally recommended. All right, so here we go. Here we go. I don't feel good about this at all. Are you... Oh, shit. It just went in. We're off on a... Oh, we got a little... We might have an issue. Can you tell us what you're experiencing? Can you muster up a couple of words to describe your experience as it's happening?
No.
The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Aaron Clary's at it again. Listen carefully. He says going to college immediately after high school is stupid. You don't know who you are, what you want to be, even where you want to live. And then soon you're 40, working in a career you hate and living a life you loathe. But according to Aaron, it doesn't have to be this way. You can become a reconnaissance man instead. Reconnaissance Man is Aaron Clary's latest book, and it demands you explore the country first before deciding your place in it. Take a road trip. Become a ski bum. Anything before you go to or return to college. Don't be a clueless 20-something wandering the desert. Become a reconnaissance man instead. Reconnaissance Man, the latest book from Aaron Clary. Buy it at Amazon today. The Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000, Tom is wide, wide open phones. And, you heard Frank from Oxnard. He got a girl pregnant. She is 2 months pregnant. And he sounds like he has no idea what's going on or what to do. All right, well, let's see what you think about that at 901-3000, Tom. Let's say hi to Josh. Josh, you're on with Frank. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing perfectly fine. I'm actually kind of nervous. It's my first time calling. I always hear people calling in, and it I never thought that I'd be this nervous. But, all right, I'm sucking it up. Point is, Frank, what's up, bro?
What's going on, dude?
Bro, man, let me tell you from experience, Tom's Hail Mary does work. Like, if it wasn't for him, I'd be in, like, knee-deep shit, just like you.
Hey, trust me, man. I've been going through it, dude. It's just I need to figure out an angle to get to this chick, and we need to do that last attempt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was in your position, like, a year and a half ago, and, like, this is how I did it. You know, everybody has their own version, but... Tom is the one that inspired me, you know, for lack of a better term. So I basically was telling her, like, he tells you to do, like, tell her you're not going to be there, that regardless of whatever she does, good luck. You say you don't need a man, you're going to need a man, but I'm not going to be there. Basically brainwash her, whatever. If she doesn't listen, like, the last thing you need to do is you give in, basically, or pretend to give in, and you tell her, you know what? all those things I was saying before I was being really mean. The only reason I was saying those things was because I'm scared. I'm just so scared. I don't know what to do. My first reaction was to go off on you because, honestly, I'm just so scared. I have no idea what I'm doing, you know? So you basically bullshit her. You tell her, I come to the realization that you are the one for me. I can't envision myself having a child with anybody else, you know, like, I've been so scared. I didn't know what to do. So that was my first reaction. But now that I've had time to think, I realized that you're the one for me. There's nobody else that I would rather have a child with. You know, I just want to make sure that you are at the place in your life where you want to be. And I want to get to the place in my life where I want to be before having a child. You know, and
yeah.
Then usually, unless she's just like some really crazy ass bitch, then she won't give in. But in my situation, she gave in. She said, you know what, you're right. I'm also stressed out. I also want to be better. I want to have a house and whatever, cars and all this shit before you made me realize that. I've just been so naive. I've been thinking about myself. I've been thinking about the baby. And you're right, you know, like she'll give you hopefully she'll come to her senses and realize like, shit, I'm in no position to have a child right now. So,
yeah,
tell her, I know, babe, I love you. You tell her, babe, I love you so much. Blah, 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 blah. I just want to be in a better position. I want to be somebody that our child could look up to. And I want to have a child with you. I've already made up my mind. I want to have a child with you, just not now.
Yeah, I already tried to play that sweet part, you know, like, that's why we started talking again, but, fuck you, Tipsy, but, the thing is, she started throwing up one of these last days, right, that she was right here, and I told her, well, you need to call your boss, right, and then I let her borrow my phone, and then she goes, I told her, oh, you know what? I told her, I was like, you need to call some of your coworkers to replace your absence. And then she goes, well, my phone's dead. I need a charger. So I went to my neighbor's house, and I got a charger on my way back.
Why are you this involved? What are you doing?
Growing up, she was feeling sick.
Who gives a fuck about her? What about you?
Fuck.
Yeah, like if you're tending to her every need, why would she feel like anything else? You know, if you're right there when she's throwing up, she's not going to miss anything. She feels like you're there.
Who
but
gives a shit if she's throwing up? It's her own fault that she's
exactly
throwing up.
Yep.
This is why you can't get her to have an abortion, because you look like you care.
Wow, I was trying to play the sweet part. Doing exactly
that is not exactly what I have told you to do. I have told you to have one conversation, and in the conversation, you tell her, oh, honey, I love you so much, but we're just not in a financial position right now. So, you know, down the road, if you want to get married and have lots and lots of kids and a house with a white picket fence, I'll be there for you. I will. But we need to have the abortion now because we're just not ready. That's the extent of what I told you to do. I never told you to help her when she's throwing up because she's pregnant. Never.
Oh, I know. And I was doing it on my own. But
yeah, well, it was a bad idea. Because the more you help her, the more she thinks you're husband material, your father material. You're going to be there for her. And so she feels more comfortable with her decision to stick you with this kid you don't want.
Yeah, and the girl that I busted the Hail Mary on, she was damn near like 4 months pregnant. So I was like, cutting it close. That's murder, bro. Yes, dog. It was like damn near murder. But like, I'm not.
Jeremy.
You know what the fuck? You're alive, and if you want to have a child later, which I don't suggest, you know, like right now is definitely not the time.
Hell no, it's not, dude. I threw all that shit to her, and she wasn't having it.
So now it is time to move on and not be fucking with her, not talking to her, not fucking her.
So, hey, Tom, do you think any type of Hail Mary move is out of the
question. I thought you said you already tried to do it.
I tried, but I don't think it's too late, man.
Now that you fucked up the Hail Mary, now you have to get tough. And the way you get tough is you tell her, you know, when the kid's born, we'll have a DNA test. If I owe money, I'll pay it, but I'm not getting involved. I don't want to see this kid. I don't want to be involved with the kid. I don't want to be involved with you. That's it. Then hang up the phone.
Yeah, well, I mean, like every time we would not talk, it would go as far as getting each other's numbers blocked. And a while back, I spoke to Paul Beatty about a year and a half ago about like getting over some girl, and he told me just cut off all contact, right? So I did that with some other chick. I tried to do the same with her, but I told you, I mean, we live so close and work so close to each other. It's just bad.
You do not. Then just fucking move if you don't have the willpower to not talk to her. Move to another part of town.
Yeah, I'm going to have to move too, man. Shit.
Well, whatever you have to do. If you were a real man, you would just be able to avoid her. Avoid talking to her. Avoid accepting phone calls from her. Avoid text messages from her. Avoid seeing her. You could do it. But since you can't, maybe you just need to move to another street or another neighborhood somewhere.
That's in my options right now, yeah, to move.
All right, let me get Armor. In the Bronx. Armor, you're on with Frank. Hello.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what's up, Tom? Hey, Frankie Beats. I got a question for you. Is she still partying?
I'm not sure, man. I'm pretty sure she is, dude. I doubt everything, every move that she tells me she makes.
Okay, so when you guys party, do you just strictly drink, smoke weed? What is it that you guys
drink.
Do, if you don't mind me asking?
We just drink. We just drink, but I did find weed in her car not that long ago. So she smokes weed.
You don't know if she does anything else.
Nah, I don't know, but I doubt a lot. You know, I don't trust these hoes, man. But
sure
dude,
you do.
I don't blame you, man.
You
I'm
do.
Sorry
wait,
you
wait, wait. You do. Huh? You do trust these hoes. You nut inside them. That's how much you trust.
All right, Frankie. Yeah, I've been in this situation twice. And the first time, I did like what the previous caller said. You know, I looked into the chick's eyes, and I was like, listen, you know, I know you're the one for me, but times is tough, and I'm just trying to get my life together. So if you take care of this now, you know, we could build a better future. And as soon as that Hail Mary was done, I kicked that bitch to the fucking curb, like our professor says. And this was years ago. This was pre Tom Likas, before I discovered him. And then another time, what I did is I knew that the chick was into partying and she was into the cocaines. So I made sure I got a whole bunch of fucking cocaines, all right? A whole bunch of fucking weed, you know, alcohol, and we party like a motherfucker. And then within 2 days, she told me she dropped that kid in the fucking toilet, okay? Because she was only a few weeks and she was done. Okay?
Sounds better than mine, dude.
I gambled with that second one because I'm not really into the cocaines. I was, you know, during my time, I was more into the smoking weed. But when I found out that, you know, she dabbled with the powder, I had to take it to the fucking max. Because if not, I'd have an 18-year-old kid that probably wouldn't give two fucks about me, and I probably wouldn't give two fucks about him or her. So, you know, I know you're a young guy. I know you're stressed out. You know, you find a way. You find a way and, you know, get that shit fucking D-U-N done. You know?
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got, man. I wish you the best, man. I'll let
all
the callers come in.
All right, Armor. Thanks so much. Here is Robert in Whittier. Robert, what did you want to say to Frank?
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Robert.
Fuck. Hey, little brother. What's going on, little brother?
Hey, you know what? You know what sucks right now? I know everybody that's calling in right now.
What are you doing, you dummy? What did you do? You fell in love, huh, motherfucker? You sure did, motherfucker.
Big brother, you already know that.
Fell in love with that pussy, dude. You know you're going to fucking smash another one, dude. You don't give a fuck about this bitch, dude. Come on, brother. What are you thinking, dude? You're thinking with the wrong head.
Yeah, I got stuck, man. I got stuck, and I'm...
Now you're really stuck,
my way out of here. Yeah, I know, dude. I need to find my way out of this shit, dude. Like,
no, well, you're fucking up, dude, because you're saying you want to go to appointments and you're still talking to her, dude. Come on, dude. You know better than that, dude. You know, she's probably just some fucking other rat and screwing all fucking half of Oxnard for all you know, dude. Come on, brother. But you're smarter than that, you know? You're getting all this education here, man.
I was, man, but...
And you fucking fell in love, huh? You fell in love. Fell in love with that pussy, huh? What she just like? Was she doing it right? Was she doing all them freaking things? Or you just got it whenever you wanted, or what?
She was just... I don't know. I don't know what
Did you
the
say
fuck
that you were fucking her on your lunch breaks or work or some shit?
I was. She was coming for my break and my lunches.
So she knew where she worked. You were. Oh man, dude, you fucking up.
And she wanted to be knocked up. That's what she wanted.
You know what, dude? I was thinking probably shit. She probably wasn't even knocked up the first time, dude. So after she tricked you into thinking that she was pregnant, said you probably just said, "Fuck it, I'll just nut all up in her now, huh?"
Fuck.
Yeah, he's right.
Come on, dude. Come on, brother. Oh, man, you're killing me, man. I'm dying over here, but I'm going to let my little brother sit on that and think about that and let somebody else have a crack at him. Blow me up, Tom.
I'll blow you up.
Fuck.
Uh-huh. 901-3000, Tom. Here is Ricardo. Ricardo, say hi here to Frank.
Hello, Tom. Hey, Frank. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm all right.
Let me ask you something, Frank. How old are you?
I'm 31.
31. I have to tell you something, man. And I'm telling you this because I really care about you, but you are a total fucking fucker. You are. You're
know.
Not taking this shit seriously. I hear you laughing. You don't know how serious this shit is.
No, trust me. I know how serious this is, dude.
No, dude, you don't, because you Tom is slapping you around, and you're just laughing about this shit like it's nothing. You don't.
No,
I mean,
I'm
do you work?
Myself.
Do you, Frank? Do you have a job?
I have a full time job.
You do. You don't have a car or license, right?
Nope. Not gonna lie, I don't.
Right. So.
I don't.
I mean, come on, dude. You have to wake up. I mean, shit. This is not a simple thing. This is a, you know, the way I see it, dude. I see me paying for this kid. Tom, Dino, Gary paying for this kid.
That's right.
Right, Tom.
That's what's gonna happen. This guy.
Exactly.
This guy has
me off.
Frank has no truck, no driver's license, criminal record. And
exactly.
Yeah. How are you even going to support that kid? How are you
exactly.
going to pay for this? We're going to pay
Tom,
for it.
Tom, Frank, even if she has the kid, she takes you to court and you have to pay, you ain't going to pay shit. We're going to have to pay. Do you realize that?
Now
and
I
there
am,
you
yeah.
are, 31 years old. Are you high now? Because you sound high for some reason.
No, I'm not. I don't even
You're not
smoke.
Okay. Okay. But look, dude, come on, man. You need to fucking come out of that cloud, man. I mean, come on, 31. You're not 19, 18. You're a man.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, what the fuck, fucking bitches with no condom? And you're a Likas listener? I don't get it. I really don't.
I haven't fucked up till now, I'll tell you that, dude, but...
You've done this before. This is not the first time. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. 5 abortions down the road. Yeah, this is what happens now.
Exactly, but wrap it up, man. You know, you'll be lucky if you get this bitch to have an abortion, you know,
which
you should still pursue. And you call Tom... 2 fucking months later? What the fuck?
Because I didn't want to hear it. if you were in the same position,
Tom,
you probably would have held it back too, so don't give me
Tom,
that shit,
yeah.
dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Tom,
yeah.
2 months later, he's calling you?
I know. He told me earlier he didn't want to hear the shit I was going to give him.
I didn't.
But
and I'm not going to lie, dude. I didn't want to hear that shit. No.
Dude, the shit that Tom was going to give you, I would have taken it. You'll be better off now. I would have taken Tom's shit on week one. Fuck it. Now it's kind of a little bit too late. Now the bitch is like thinking about the clothes she's going to buy and blah, blah, blah.
And she's told everybody, her mom, her sisters, her friends.
The baby shower and all that shit. And Tom, get ready because we're going to pay.
Oh, I know. I know we're going to pay.
Well, anyway, hey, Frank, fuck. You have to pursue this. Fuck it. Get it done. You have to be persistent. And honestly, dude, you sound like a total pussy. So man up, man. Man up. Like us to like us, listener. Man up. Get this shit done, man. Call the bishop. Be a man. Get this shit done. Okay. Blow me up, Tom.
I'll blow you up, Ricardo. Here you go. And Frank, a conversation like this would not be complete with our friend, family law attorney, Adam Sachs. Adam? Say hi to our friend Frank.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, Frank. What's up, man? You're killing me.
What's going on? What's going on? Are you still wearing that red tie?
No doubt about it. So, look, I talk to guys, you know, like you all the time, and the laughing is what kills me, dude. You're actively destroying your life, and stop. I think Tom is absolutely right. If you can deal with a Hail Mary, and by the way, Tom, I think one of the great keys to success in the Hail Mary is not to say the word abortion. By the way,
right.
I think that you were quoting it a minute ago, and you said, you know, if you have the abortion, I think you have to say, you know, if we take care of it, you know,
to a referring to it as to them, it'll be like a red flag, right?
To them, it'll be like a red flag, right? Yeah. You got to kill the baby. That'll freak them out.
Right. Of course. Now, Adam, we had a conversation with Frank earlier in this hour. Or last hour, where Frank was all panicked about how much this is going to cost him. Why don't you give him an idea of how much this is going to cost him?
Let me tell you, when you talk about collection agencies, the child support services, they make the IRS and they make the credit cards look like cowards, okay? They come in like a ton of bricks. And they will take away your driver's license. They take away your ability to get a passport. If you have any kind of professional license, like a real estate broker or trucking or any kind of thing, you know, any benefit you get from the government, they can seize that. They can take that away from you. Plus they charge interest. And we're not talking bank loan interest like mortgages, 3%. Legal interest is 10%. I got guys calling me all the time that missed a couple of years or whatever. They were unemployed, and all of a sudden they owe 50 grand, 75 grand, 100 grand, and these guys come after you, and they're not kidding around. It was an interesting issue in terms of the DNA test. There actually is now a DNA test that can be done while the woman is pregnant, would you believe?
That's what I wanted to inquire about.
That exists. It's a new invention.
All right.
It's not as accurate as a regular DNA test.
All right.
Well, I mean, are you just being wishful thinking to hope that she's, you know, was with someone else? Because
I don't know what her story is
and how much of a slut she is, you know?
Yeah, I know. I really don't know her, man.
Well, that's even another issue, you know? Tom was talking about this woman that he dated 25 years ago, a couple of days ago. On the show, and he was saying, you know, you date someone, but you don't really know them. You know, you don't know what they're up to. And that's definitely true, and you're going to find out a lot about her now. Tom talks about being tough eventually if the Hail Mary falls through. But broadly speaking, it's probably a good idea to, I think, personally, be, you know, half nice to her and try to keep things at least, you know, cordial. But one way or another, a lot of women will say, I don't want anything from you. And I promise I won't file anything. It's something that they can do online. It costs them nothing. Okay, there's an 800 number they can call, set up a case. They don't need a lawyer. You need a lawyer. But for them, it's absolutely easy and free. And then the state goes after you. The district attorney files against you. You got to definitely, you know, fight it. And they can take between 30 and 50% of your salary.
Right.
If you work for a regular company, you work for any kind of governmental job or corporate job or even just small business, they garnish your wages. It comes right out of your check. And it's like, it's brutal, you know, and they, like I said, they do it, you know, with real focus. And I hear this other guy who called in and he did, what, 3 Hail Marys or whatever. I mean, I know condoms suck. You guys should seriously be out there thinking about getting a vasectomy. That just takes care of it. You never have to think about it again, you know? And it's not like, it doesn't sound to me like you're dying to have kids for any reason.
I don't even want to have kids.
You know? Well, there you go. I mean, if you can't have it both ways, but you don't realize the agony you're bringing on yourself. I think it's 216 payments, Tom, is that right?
Yo, you know nothing about agony. You haven't had to pay a child support payment yet. You haven't been guilt-tripped into coming and spending time with the kid. And that's what's going to happen, and you're going to do it, too, because I can tell you are a pussy, and you are pussing out already.
Pussy.
I can tell.
The real harsh thing that guys don't realize, and this is just a fact of life, and I've said it quite a few times, is that there's no man in the world that a woman hates as much as the man that she's had children with. And guys go, are you crazy? What are you talking about? I'm going to be the father of her child. She's going to be attached to me forever. That's true. But she's going to hate your guts. And whatever you do, it's always inadequate. You're going to have this pissed off woman in your life. For at least, you know, the whole time of childhood and everything after that, too. And the kid, I mean, it's a catastrophe 100 different ways. And so, I mean, just be aware. Lay low if you can't get her to do the Hail Mary. And as soon as you're hearing, you know, it's, you know, getting close to the birth, you better put me on the payroll. And I'll fight it. I'll try to minimize it. But we're at this point in catastrophe mode, trying to minimize the catastrophe rather than having avoided the whole thing in the first place, which is really the way to do it.
Yeah.
And stop laughing about it, man. That's a hard
thing. It's not a joke. Not a joke. This is serious shit.
And what's a vasectomy? A couple hundred bucks. Not bad. It's covered by health insurance, I think.
He didn't want to spend money on condoms. Saved himself a few bucks.
Yeah, saved a whole lot of money. Guys tell me all the time that they don't hire a lawyer to save money.
Yeah.
And then they got $50,000 in child support bills.
Right.
Give me a break.
Adam.
And I'm telling you, Tom, women today are predatory. They're doing this on purpose. A lot of guys, you know, there's always an accident. Oops, I'm pregnant. Bullshit.
Right.
This is something that a woman actually plans, and she knows that she can get herself an annuity for 20 years.
You have to be aware when a woman just makes it so easy to have sex with you, there's probably a motive behind it.
You know, that thing to take that slimy thing off, right?
Well, ultimately, he took it off and never bothered to get another one.
Well, didn't.
When it happened, women always make it sound like it's an accident. But I think that this is something that they do naturally. And you can't get ensnared in this, dude. You got to be careful. So see if you can fix it. And if not, I'll help you. But like I said, it's a plane crash.
All right, Adam, I'm going to hook you up with Frank. I'm going to put you guys together. And then you can tell him, going to read the Riot Act to him is what you're going to do. And take one more call here. For Frank, this is Michael. Michael, what did you want to say here to Frank?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Frank, thanks for cheering me up, by the way, man.
I hate everybody.
Congratulations. Hey, seriously,
tell me
Frank.
That, dude. Come on.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Another thing, I don't know, Adam practices in California. I handle mainly insurance claims in Texas and Georgia and a lot of the southern states, but if we have a settlement, if we have a settlement to pay out, we have to run that person through the child support lien network, which means your name date of birth, social security numbers keyed into the system, said, hey, you got a claim with this insurance company, and we're about to make a settlement. And if you have a child support lien out there, you're not getting your settlement. You have to negotiate the lien down, or you just have to surrender your settlement to satisfy the lien or whatever's out there in the arrears for the child support. So there's so many things that are against you in this situation. This is like a watershed moment in your life. This is a big moment in your life where you need to make a decision that I need to quit screwing around. I need to focus on myself. I need to stay with my job. I need to get a transportation. I need to get square with the authorities. And Adam Sachs is probably one of the best guys to help you with that. But, you know, I know I was joking, but seriously, man, we're rooting for you. And it is a serious situation. And, you know, I wish you the best. And I know most everyone out here does, because you've got a lot of work ahead of you. And you just got to put yourself ahead of everything else. And it's like Tom said, tell her, hey, that's great. I'll have a kid, but I'm really not interested in them. Whatever the court tells me to pay, I'll pay it. But beyond that, I don't want anything to do with you or the kid. And focus on your life, man. And a vasectomy isn't a bad idea at this point. You're 31.
Man, I had a consultation when I was 27, and I never went back.
Okay, why don't you do that while you're doing everything else? Try to crowbar it in. If it doesn't cost you any money, you can find someone who'll do it. Or maybe part of your health plan, but seriously, Frank, this is a time you need to start looking at everything. You need to do whatever you can to get your life in order.
Everything's like hitting me, dude. Like, you don't get it.
Right, but hanging out with this woman and having sex with her, that is not how you fix this.
Right. If she calls you, you need to think, hey, if she calls you, you need to be thinking, hey, what can I do right now that might make my life better? Don't hang out with her. Maybe you can catch another job or a part-time job or something that would help your situation. Because hanging out with her at this point, it's not good.
It's going to make things worse. It's going to be a distraction. I know that.
And if you do get to the point where you might have a chance with a Hail Mary, you can always tell her, look, you don't have to tell anybody you had an abortion. You can just tell them that you lost the baby. She'll get all kinds of sympathy. People will feel sorry for, and you know, no one will be the wiser. I mean, there's ways to approach it when you're talking to her. But you know, man, I'm really afraid that you're pretty much tied in with her, and she's driving the bus
scared,
at this point,
bro,
right?
I am.
Well, yeah, but you can't just sit there and be scared. You have to do something about this. Right?
I know, but okay, Tom, look, do you think if I go back and reach out to her and I actually attempt to play the nice part again and try that last Hail Mary, it'll work? Or should I just cut everything off and make shit worse for myself in the long run?
Well, you put it this way. You can't make it worse, because having that baby, you're going to get charged the same amount of child support whether you're a nice guy or a dick. So you can try the Hail Mary again if you want to, but you have to follow it up with saying, well, you know what then? You obviously don't care about my future. You don't care about the fact that I'm not financially prepared for that or anything. So, tell you what, you're on your own with this kid. I want no part of it. And, you know, well, let me know, how much, you know, about getting the DNA test and how much, I'm going to owe you. And then I'm going to pay that. But don't expect me to be playing with your kid or spending time with your kid or babysitting. None of that shit's ever going to happen, ever. You have to be a man up, grab your sack, and you got to do what's got to get done, Frank. It's really an amazing thing that you can't get your shit together on this, and you really need to. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about this again. Keep us updated. Wow, wow, and wow. All right, here we are, 901-3000. Tom, that's our telephone number. It's WAP, Wide Open Phones. By the way, if you missed your opportunity to call in on Wide Open Phones, there's always another opportunity. Wide Open Phones comes up every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's news for guys. I'm Gary Dino.
Hey, man.
It is Friday and time for Booze News. Nothing
yeah.
more New Jersey than this. There's a pork roll beer coming. Pork roll beer.
I would
limited
try this.
Time only.
With pork in it?
I think it has hints of the delicious
Taylor pork
roll
man.
Right? Come on.
Wow.
You know that's going to be good. The deliciously dark brown caramel porter is enhanced by the addition of pork roll and spices in the brew kettle.
Mm-hmm.
The aroma features notes of cocoa with hints of maple and smoke from the peated smoked barley. Or smoked.
Man, I'd go for some Taylor pork roll right about now. That sounds good.
The flavor showcases characters of chocolate, maple, toasted nuts, a bit of spice for the pork roll. So you got pork roll and nuts. Nice.
Nice.
Flying Fish
is an excellent brewery, by the way. And the debate still goes on whether you call it Taylor ham or pork roll. Taylor is a brand.
I call it Taylor
but
pork roll.
It's ubiquitous roll. There.
What do you say?
I call it both.
Oh.
I know what I wouldn't call it. Hebrew.
No, it's not.
No.
It's definitely not. I enjoyed some just a couple of weeks ago when I was back there.
Yeah.
I would eat that every day if I was stuck in New Jersey. Everybody's making booze. It's Copper Works Distilling Company in Seattle doing a American single malt.
Right, and they're right on the water, so they're cranking it out there in downtown on the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
This is going to be a thing now, American single malts. I see it coming. A lot of people are making vodkas and gins and other things that you don't need to age specifically in barrel. So I don't know how old this single malt is. Have to take a look at that. But I'm certain it's pretty goddamn good.
I just like that they're cranking it out. In Seattle.
And a distillery in Florida to be the first post-prohibition organization to be kicking out some bourbon.
So bourbon hasn't been in Florida in a long time.
Apparently not. It's a big thing.
Drive-through bars? Yes.
Yes.
Bourbon, we must protect the children.
That's what they said. They finally are allowed to make it. Now they are.
It's out of St. Augustine. Which is pretty much northern Florida, right?
Right.
Yep.
It says Florida's year-round heat and humidity ages the bourbon faster and with greater intensity than anywhere else in the country. They claim to have their distillers running joke that the barrels age in dog years. Okay.
All right. Fine.
So Florida's double cask bourbon is bottled on site and is aged between 16 and 28 months.
That's not very long, but you're saying that they've got a way to dog year it.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Easy, Elvis.
Slow down.
Mm-hmm. Harris Gin, apparently so popular right now, it needs to be rationed. This is out of Scotland.
So everybody wants their hands on this Harris Gin.
Yes. I don't know what makes it so good.
If there's a demand, it's going to end up like Pappy Van Winkle and everything else. Now.
Yeah, I know.
They're rationing it out.
Catches on fire.
Price is going to go up. Yeah. And people, I guarantee, like the design of the bottle, too. I'm certain that has something to do with
it. That's a crazy thing, and I don't understand why it's specifically vodka, but it seems that packaging makes a huge difference in that world.
Huge.
And people go to great lengths, you know, to try to please. Because I think you're sitting there at a bar and you're trying to figure out, well, what vodka am I going to have? And if the bottle catches your attention, you just say, hey, what's that one?
Right.
I'll do that.
It's certainly, they're going to highlight the position of the Harris Gin. It's not going to be put with the Well Gin. I forget what Well Gins
right.
are, but sure.
Thank God I found Tom Likas.
Oh, that beef eater guy there. Oh,
I see. And the signal out of the Santa Clarita Valley over there.
Yep.
They got a nice little thing about the craft beer temperature. Not all craft beer should be served at the same temperature. Pay attention, people.
Right.
There are things that you want to do that will help you in enjoy them. For instance, very cold, you want to do the pale lagers and maybe a Hefeweizen, a golden pilsner, a blonde ale. And then a little warmer temperature might include American pale ale, a red ale, some stouts and porters, Belgian triples. Then you got what they call cellar temperatures for English ales, India pale ales, and stronger ales. And then even warmer than that, you want to serve some warm imperial stouts and imperial IPAs. Warm.
So they're basically saying
barley wine.
The old school way to drink all beers ice cold is wrong.
Yeah, don't wait for the mountains to turn blue. Let them stay the color they are.
Right.
Fine. And a wine collection of an indicted oil executive will be auctioned off at Chicago. Apparently, this thing's worth a lot of money.
Right. Our friend is dead, so he needs to unload this stuff.
Debbie Aubrey McClendon. He's got 4,600 bottles.
The auction house expects to get $7.6 million out of this.
That is crazy, man.
I mean, this is all like, you know, this is stuff that Tom would really like. The cheapest lot of the whole thing is a bottle of 98 Phelps Cabernet Sauvignon with a wine-stained label. It's that's supposed to sell for $80. That's on the cheap end.
Right.
But don't forget, 2,000 Chateau Petrus, that son of a bitch.
Petrus.
That motherfucker is going for 55 grand, man. 55 grand.
Yeah. Now, Tom, I know at some point you had the software to keep track of your stuff. Do you still use that, or you pretty much know in your head what you got?
I pretty much know in my head.
Yeah.
Man.
But if you were up to 4,600 bottles, do you think the guy knew what he had, or he just kind of...
After a while, he was just collecting for the sake of collecting. I mean, my cellar here in L.A. holds 70 cases, 840 bottles.
Right.
And... I haven't bought a new bottle of wine in some time. I've just been knocking down the inventory.
Now, other than you, Tom, but people of means like this, do they have, like, a consultant or somebody who curates their wine cellars for them so they don't
sometimes.
Need... Yeah.
There's a guy I knew from the TV business. He didn't have a wine cellar. He had a factory, like a storage building. And... the wine was on pallets. It was literally moved around with forklifts. Now, this is somebody who's so into wine, he literally has two rows of a very famous vineyard that are reserved for him, these blocks of grapes. And wine is made from those two blocks of grapes. And he doesn't sell it. He gives it to friends. It's bottled, and it's excellent, and everybody wants to get a bottle of it. But it's not for sale. You have to know him. He has to be your friend. And then he has to say, Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday. That's how you get it.
And you've had it?
I have.
Nice. You're on the list.
I've had it once. I haven't had it repeatedly. But you know what? Just to have experienced it one time, it was pretty good. But you know, when you have a building where you are storing cases and cases of wine, you are in it over your head. You're in it up to your neck. You are in it.
Gotcha. Because I can't imagine, like, if you're that, you know, these guys that are that loaded that are wine collectors, like, are they going in and turning these bottles? And
they don't need to be turned. What they need to be is kept 55 degrees Fahrenheit at all times. You can't have that electricity going
right.
out. You can't go 3 or 4 days without wine cooking in there in the middle of the summer. You know, so you need to have a good facility to keep all that. And it's really like being a wholesaler or a retailer. You've got to be able to store large quantities at this cold temperature.
I never even thought about that. Like, if there's a power outage, you better have a fucking generator.
Yeah.
I had this problem in my own cellar. While I was up at the ranch during the summer, and I didn't come home for weeks or maybe a couple of months, at some point, I didn't even know at what point, the cooler unit inside the wine cellar, it not only failed, the fan continued blowing hot air on the bottles surrounding.
Oh no.
And so I lost several bottles.
The babies.
Yes.
The babies.
I know.
They died in surgery.
Did you at least crack them open and taste them?
I went, yeah. Well, yeah. And I, by the way, occasionally I still find one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I've got that gadget that you can stick a syringe through the cork.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, what's that thing called again?
It's called a...
Baster?
No.
No.
Yeah, it's a really, like, needle-thin thing. You stick it down through the cork, and you can actually withdraw some of the wine from the bottle and taste it without actually opening the cork, pulling the cork.
Yes. And I have one of those, and so I have gone through...
So, like a mad scientist, you're in there tasting away.
Corvin. I have one. Mm-hmm. And,
Seven letters.
I've done it. That's why I keep thinking of Venturi, which is another wine device. Seven letters.
he knew, that's the crazy thing, he knew the word by the number of letters, but he just wasn't sure which word it was, man.
That's right.
It's so fucking crazy.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you guys got to watch it, Beautiful Mind, and that's Tom's fucking head. He stands here looking at all these fucking numbers and doing all this shit, and NSA's asking him to decrypt shit, and he's like, yeah, it's this, this, and this. It's fucking nuts, man.
Finally, check out the Tasting Room with Tom Likas this weekend. Featuring two of the biggest wine crimes, I guess, in U.S. history. One of them just happened recently. A guy taking orders for wines he didn't even have, and he ended up siphoning $5 million from unexpected very rich people, and went out and spent at least $1 million of it on broads that he met online.
Well, I thought as we were doing that interview, which you'll hear this weekend on the Tasting Room, I was thinking about ourselves. You know, here we were asking people to send money in, and then at some point in the future,
well, it's true. Yeah, sure.
We will send the wine. But guess what, folks? We sent the wine to every single person. You don't hold that money and go, that'll be another year or two. Just hang in there, which is what this place was doing.
Yeah. It's the biggest wine Ponzi scheme in U.S. history.
He's the Bernie Madoff of wine.
And then a few years back, there was a guy who was offering wine storage for people, and as it turns out, he was taking their wines and selling them without them knowing. He's supposed to be storing them. He was selling them.
I got a place to store some wine. It's about 2 feet below me here.
Right. And when the cops got on him, what he decided to do is he burned the storage facility down to cover his tracks, and that fire ended up becoming a bigger fire, and there were millions and millions of dollars of wine, there was millions and millions of dollars of wine lost. Tons of it.
No.
Hear the details from Francis Dinkenspiel. Come on.
I liked it.
It was a great interview.
Yep.
It was great.
And Megan Krigbaum will attempt to answer the question, how on the fucking earth do you offer a bottle of wine for $3.50? How does it happen?
Now, you'll find out whether she was able to completely answer that question. You got some answers.
Yes, you do get some answers.
I'm convinced that it's like the six-pack of Coke. That you get at the supermarket for 99 cents, they're just giving that shit away to get you in the store. Yeah, I don't think you can make a bottle.
You think it's a zero gain situation, or they're actually losing on it?
I agree with you, Tom, in the case of Whole Foods and in the case of Trader Joe's. But now everybody's got them, and they're not necessarily associated with the store. You know, so somebody independently is making that super cheap wine and. People are offering it, you know? Like even you go into 7-Eleven and get that kind of wine now.
Right. But $3 Chuck, as it's now called, you can't get it for $3 anywhere else. You can get it some places other than Trader Joe's where it costs $6, $7, $8.
Right.
So I'm suspecting that when Trader Joe's does a deal for Charles Shaw wine, whatever they're paying for it is more, I think, than what they're selling it for.
Right. And then, of course, there's volume to take into consideration because when it comes to $2 Chuck, or now $3 Chuck, or four-buck chuck, there's a ton of it. I mean, you're talking a ton.
Right.
So when you're buying glass and you're buying corks and everything else,
oh, yeah,
you're getting a hell of a deal.
Absolutely.
But still, what's in the bottle? That's what everybody wants to know.
I mean, is it grapes? Let's start with that. Right. That's what I'd like to know.
Exactly. And, of course, you can catch the tasting room with Tom Likas right here on the stream, both Saturdays and Sundays, just around 3 o'clock. And, of course, tastingwithtom.com is where you go. You download that damn podcast and take it with you.
Yep.
It's plenty more news for guys.com. And, of course, you can find our podcast at GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
I want to take a moment to thank the law office of Mark Blumenfeld for all their support over the years. You know, we really appreciate it. Every year, countless people are involved in accidents that leave them badly injured and screw up their lives. Now, if you have a car or motorcycle accident, it's crucial that you get your prompt legal advice and representation from an experienced personal injury attorney who will protect your legal rights and get you what you deserve. Call the law office of Mark Blumenfeld and be assured you'll get the maximum settlement. Now, they've been at it for over 30 years, and their professional and experienced bilingual staff will work tirelessly to get you the medical care you need, your doctor bills paid, your vehicle repaired, assist with a rental, and get you reimbursed for any other out-of-pocket expenses. The law office of Mark Blumenfeld is available 24/7. Get a free consultation and evaluation by calling this number, 800-LAW-2360. That's 800-529-2360. There are no legal fees unless they obtain a settlement. So take the inconvenience and anxiety out of the equation and call the law office of Mark Blumenfeld now, 800-LAW-2360. The law office of Mark Blumenfeld. Get what you deserve.
This is the new normal.
You guys got to watch it, Beautiful Mind, and that's Tom's fucking head. He's fucking nuts.